Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 63, Between the Projects. Show notes for this episode are available online at gwtw.co/63. Are you looking for more tips on how to get your work to work? Sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of each show's page. Every newsletter is delivered straight to your inbox on Mondays and brings stories and inspiration designed to spark your creativity and curiosity. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. Recently, I asked on Facebook what people wanted to hear about in this podcast, and a good friend offered this suggestion. What do you do in between projects? This is a great topic for creative professionals and entrepreneurs because when we're starting off or when we're in a slump, we can think that we have all this time in the world to do whatever we need to do, but we don't really maximize that time because we're not strategic and intentional in what we do in between projects. And we have time in between projects to do very specific things such as sharpen our skills, refine our offerings, update our site, and do all the admin work that we didn't get done when we were slammed with work and possibilities. I always seem to have something going on, but between the big projects, that is the time where I need to reflect the most. And so I want to share 12 things that you can do in between the projects for your life and business. First, clean and organize your space, your gear, and your digital environments. Now, they say that the sign of a cluttered mind is a cluttered desk, or the sign of a creative mind is a cluttered desk. But really, what I'm advocating for is just making sure that you know where your stuff is. I have a tendency to build piles of books, piles of paper all around me. And after a while, I can't move in my workspace. And so cleaning and organizing my space is not about decluttering my mind or making me less creative. It's really about giving me room to work. When it comes to your gear, you need to make sure that your gear is clean and in working order. Maybe you need to get it shipped in to get worked on if it's a camera or a complicated piece of equipment. And in terms of your digital environments, sometimes you need to update your plugins on your WordPress site, or you need to make sure that your website is up to date. And so cleaning and organizing your space, your gear, and your digital environments is very important. And one other thought with that. If you're not the most organized person on your computer, judging by the state of your desktop right now, take the time to organize your files on your computer and back them up. Second, make or update your list of companies that you want to work with. When you are busy, it's harder to devote time to research and look for new people that are doing things you want to partner with. And when you're in crunch time and you need to reach out to people, if you've got that list made already, it's going to help you when you're busy. Third, seek connections through introductions and cold calls. This is building upon having a list of companies that you want to work with. You need to reach out to your network and really seek those introductions so that you can land new jobs. And sometimes that means you have to cold call. And I'm saying this for me right now. You have to cold call at times. It's uncomfortable. I love what a friend of mine, Kyle, talks about whenever he gives advice to creative professionals. You know, you have to get over yourself and call. And you're going to make mistakes, but eventually someone's going to say yes. It's just a function of doing enough calling to realize that someone will say yes. But if you are afraid of cold call, seek warm introductions. Have people introduce you to the people that you need to meet. Fourth, continuing building upon this theme, network. In between projects, use that as a time to network with other people. That can be online, that can be offline, but you need to do the work to be prepared to land that next project. You need to talk to people, you need to listen to them, you need to see if you are a good fit for them, but you also need to share about what you're doing. What are you building? What are you thinking about? What are you interested in? That's the whole point of networking, not just to go to an event, pass out your cards, and hope that someone calls, but to really fan the flames of your interests and your passions, but also to listen to what other people and become a problem solver for them. Fifth, between projects, sharpen your skills. Make yourself more valuable. That might mean watching tutorials. That might be doing side projects or personal projects or doing things that aren't tied to a client so that you can grow in the areas that you need to grow. You should always be making a list of the things you want to be learning and how you can get better. Sixth, refine your offerings. Are you doing the right work, getting the right clients? Where can you add more value? And so use the time in between projects to really reflect upon what is going well and what you need to do less of. And this is something that I don't do enough of. And this is a great reminder for me to really refine and put packages together of what people are asking you for and become proactive in providing solutions to problems that people are having. Seventh, update your prices. That means that you need to maximize the value that you're offering to people, updating your prices so that your next projects can be more valuable. Being in business is about making a profit. And sometimes that can be a dirty word to creative professionals. But if we aren't profiting from our work, there's no way that we will grow and there's no way that we will be able to increase our value to our customers. Yeah, it might hurt at times for our customers to pay more money, but ultimately it's for their benefit to have us succeed. And that means you need to update your prices, Chris. I'm saying a lot of this to myself. Eighth, work on your website and other online promotional tools. You need to keep your website up to date with your latest work. You need to tell stories about the work that you've been doing. You need to have the value propositions updated so that when people go to your website, it's not just about the shiny work that you can do, but really the story of how you got there and the value of that work, because clients want to connect with the value as much as they want to connect with the style of your work. Ninth, when you're in between projects, don't spend too much time worrying about what other people are doing. Don't worry about the jobs other people are doing. It can be so easy to compare other people's busyness to your lack of busyness. And so focus on the future instead of comparing what other people are doing. It can be so easy to just see all these people working and here you are not getting any jobs and the phone isn't ringing. Just focus on where you're headed. 10th, relax. Take a few moments to take in life. Go on vacation, go on a staycation, play games. Realize that life is so drastically short and there is so much to see and experience. The more you can refuel your creative spirit and your passion for what you do, the more valuable you are going to be to your clients, the more attractive that you're going to be to other creative professionals who want to learn from you. Nothing can be better than to relax, and it's a lie to believe that you have to hustle all the time. Sometimes you need to stop and smell the roses, and that is okay. 11th, volunteer. Take some time to give back. Have a community focus. That doesn't mean that you need to always give your work away for free, but what that means is that you need to connect to a cause that you care about. And when you're in between projects, do a service project or, volunteer in an organization that needs creative help. I love serving on a board for a school in Africa because what it does is it connects my passion for not only education, but using my skills to help them promote their cause of literacy in other countries. It's a fantastic way to fuel and refuel your creative spirit. 12th and finally, do something completely unrelated to your daily pursuits so that you can find connections to unrelated ideas, so that you can build a breadth of information and ideas. Because nothing is more valuable to a client for you to be able to connect what they're doing with success stories in other industries. That is the whole point of the work that we do, to help our clients be successful. And so these are 12 things you can do in between projects. What about you? What are you doing in between projects that's not on this list? Send me an email at chris@chrismartinstudios.com and let me know what you're doing. I would love to hear from you. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means so much to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? Subscribe on iTunes and Android devices by clicking the subscription links found at gwtw.co. Keep in touch by sending me an email. I love getting emails from people. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. We have amazing resources at our disposal to reach out to new people, expand our skills, and deepen our curiosity. All you need is a level of tenacity that matches your ambition. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.